Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
She transferred me to you because there were some charges on a bank statement.
Okay, sure. Let's see if we can pull up an account. Could you verify your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Yeah, I mean, she already pulled it up and said she canceled everything.
But I still have to verify it to make sure she transferred me the right account.
Okay, do you taste?
Thank you. And is your address 154 Jewel Street, Pickens, South Carolina?
It is.
Thank you. I'm pulling up your account now. Yes, ma'am. And it does look like someone was entering a sweepstakes to possibly win a KitchenAid mixer. And you were charged $59.89 for the Bites Hub, which is an app that gives you healthy recipes with easy to follow workouts to help you on a fitness journey. But let's start here. I did locate that account, and you don't recognize these charges, anything about a KitchenAid mixer whatsoever?
No, it's for my aunt. I was telling her she's 81 and she doesn't have internet or anything. So, no, I mean, these are not legitimate charges.
Okay, yes, ma'am. No problem. We do take fraud very seriously. We'll be glad to work with your local authorities and provide them with the IP address of the device that was used to make the purchase and have them open an investigation. But I did refund you $59.89, and you were wanting a refund for all three. Is that correct?
I was been charged three times.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. She didn't know that. Yeah, it needs to be. Yeah, and it needs to stop.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. We do have it canceled to stop all future charges. I'm going to go ahead and refund your account now. Your refund, three amounts of $59.89 will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. There'll be no more charges. Would you like a confirmation number once I process this last refund, ma'am?
Yeah, let me find somewhere else to write it. She gave me a cancellation number, but yeah.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Hang on, I'm driving. I'm trying to...
Oh, no, you're fine. I don't know if you could get into her emails, but we also sent that into an email for Judy, bp41@yahoo.com.
Okay, yeah.
So you can get it there if you want.
Okay, I can write it down now.
Awesome. Yes, ma'am. C as in Charlie, 9205-73230.
Okay. All right, that sounds great. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day, please.